Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we find ourselves tonight very much in a similar circumstances as the Apostle Paul. We have loved ones that are in trouble. We are distanced from them, and sometimes we don't know how to pray. Lord, tonight we pray the way Paul prays. We do boldly ask for relief from the circumstances and trials of those friends that we uplift tonight when we name them. But beyond that, Lord, we pray that they would grow in faith. That we would grow in faith too. That you would, in this time of darkness, allow us to see the light that shines boldly and direct us towards Jesus, the light of the world. Lord, we do also pray that love abound and overflow. Lord, teach us to look beyond the challenges that we have so that we're not self-absorbed, but help love burn in our hearts so much love that it would overflow and pour out into the lives of others in our community and in our own families. Then finally, Lord, we pray that we would be secure in hope. Lord, so often in life we feel insecure, not so certain about what will come in the future. Place upon our hearts and our minds this Christmas the big picture. Help us to see Jesus has saved us. He's strong enough. He's strong enough to hold us and our problems all at the same time. So Lord, give us a heart to pray for those people that we name tonight and pray in the certain way that Paul prayed. Tonight we uplift those names silently in our hearts and those that we also uplift with our voice. Sharon.
Alan.
Dennis.
Those who are going through sickness, those who are recovering from sickness and illness. Lord, we thank you for this time tonight, and we pray that your light, your son Jesus, would shine brightly as we come closer to Christmas, that all the clutter, all the noise that is happening in this time of year, all the busyness would go away, and that there would be room in our heart to know just how significant it is that Jesus came for us. We pray all these things in his name. Amen. Lord, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.